Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to Ndisco's Village Meeting. I am Dr. Maslena Oparaji. This is our episode 2, season 1. Let's talk about our people, our culture, our society, the young and the old who live in it. Let's talk about Africa. Today, we're going to explore a little bit about this mysterious continent. Many have referred to Africa as the dark continent. It was originated by a Welsh journalist, actually, and an explorer called Henry Morton Stanley, who saw Africa as mysterious. Its landscapes, cultures, were largely unknown to people outside of that area until the 19th century. So today, we're going to really talk about to see how dark Africa is. It also has been considered to be the poorest continent in the world. And while we talk about what makes Africa Africa, you may find out that we are not really the poorest. People dub us that. Now, some of you who have gone to school overseas and all that, the mystery also surrounds people who have never been to Africa or seen you. People will tell you stories of being touched and being rubbed to see if your skin will, wipe off. Being asked in classrooms if you came from the jungle, climb down the trees to get on the back of elephants that will bring you to a road. And, especially those in overseas, they ask you, how did you get here in the first place? After some time, some of us decided, that's really not putting us down. I chalked it up to ignorance. And that's when in the schools where you are the dot, you become a mystery. People want to know. So my attitude about that is, teach them who you are. Tell them who you are, that may be able to change their minds. So that really is one of the aspects that is bringing me to this medium. I must start today's podcast by sharing a thoughtful quote by Maya Angelou about Africa. She said, and I quote, "For Africa to me is more than a glamorous act. It is a historical truth. No man can know where he is going unless he knows exactly where he has been and exactly how he arrived at his present place." End quote. This leads us to today's meeting summary. The continent, Africa. What about it? Is it really as bad as people make it to be? Are we helpless that people always come to try to help? Do they really come for our good to help us or for our goods to take from us? Who is she, this Africa we're talking about? What is it made up of? Why do we talk about it? Why does the world really talk about Africa and concern about Africa? So today, what I'm going to do is, and in no special order, and you could permit me to just jump from one topic to the other on this, is that there are a whole lot of facts about Africa that we must share with the world. Yes, we have gone to classes, historical and all that, but rarely do we know a whole lot about the continent that we call our own. So let's start by looking at a few facts. I'm not going to give all the facts, but there are a few facts about Africa that I think we must know in order to really begin to appreciate. First of all, the name Africa has a lot of theories about who or what Africa, how the name derives. I'm not going to go into that, but I'm going to share with you that the name in Latin means sunny. Sun, okay, brightness. In Greek, It's called the land without cold. Again, it comes to that sunny disposition and all that. So we now know that Africa has its name from being sunny and being a land without cold to start with. So you do the rest of the digging to know what else Africa was called. It is one of the seven continents of the world. And it's also up to you, my young ones, to find out what the rest of the continents are. Africa is the second largest continent in the world, following Asia. But she boasts more countries than Asia. She covers about 10 million square miles, over 10 million square miles. And it's about 20% of the Earth space. Africa has over 2,000 languages recognized all over the world, with Arabic, English, Swahili, French, Hausa, Portuguese, mostly spoken. In the area of education, we are lacking, woefully, because Africa has just about 40% literacy. And talk about hot. Africa is the world's hottest continent. The hottest recorded temperature was in Libya. Africa also boasts of the biggest or the largest desert in the world, the Sahara Desert, which occupies about 60% of the land. And it's, the Sahara Desert is as big, is bigger than the entire United States of America. Can you believe that? While we have the hottest, we also boast the coldest climate sometime in the year in Morocco. And that's recorded as the lowest ever in the world. So we have all good, bad, ugly when it comes to weather. It is good to know that Africa has the most reserves sought after, the resources sought after by the Western world. No wonder everybody wants a piece of Africa. They are all here. Almost half of the gold dug from the Mother Earth and diamonds come from Africa. And that's in South Africa. Inasmuch as we are low in education, can you believe that Africa has the oldest existing university in the world in Morocco? And it was the first university to award degrees in the world. Now, it's also good to know that this dubbed poor country has the richest man ever recorded in history, who is still Mansa Musa, a former emperor of Mali. If his richness was to be measured by today's currency, he would have netted over $300 to $400 billion, which he made from salt and gold. The good comes with the bad. Health area is also our nemesis. It's also really unfortunate to say or mention that about 90% of cases of malaria are found in Africa, and these cause about 90% of death, 94% of death. That's huge. We are dying of malaria. The beauty of Africa is tremendous. Not only the Sahara and all the good aspects of vegetation, we also have pyramids. Many of them in Egypt, and you better believe that Sudan has more and beautifully built. Now, let's talk about that other part of culture. It's good to know that Africa has over 3,000 distinct ethnic groups, and at least 370 of these are in Nigeria, those ethnic groups where I come from. So it's also good to share that Nigeria is Africa's most populous country with a population over 206 million and counting. Lagos is in Nigeria is the most populous city in Africa with over 21 million people. The Serengeti in Tanzania, in Africa, has the largest wildlife migration of wild animals. And we will share that in Africa, wildlife is actually a big resource that the world comes to see and to enjoy. We will talk about that some more in the next episodes. With all these resources that Africa has, comes the world colonization and people from all other parts of the world trying to get a piece of Africa. But I want to use this medium to share that so far on record, our biggest trade partner is China and other countries in other continents are clamoring to do more. Africa has been colonized by the outside world, except Ethiopia and Liberia. And we might talk about some of this. Why is it that they weren't in our next episodes? I want our young ones to start appreciating the continent they live in or that they are born into, because that's how they help the continent survive. Ethiopia, again, is the only country at this moment with its own living alphabet. It's called Amharic, and some of people say it's Ethiopic. But it's good to know that we still have that. I found it interesting to know that the largest lake in Africa is Lake Victoria, which is also the largest, second largest freshwater lake in the world. Lake Malawi in Africa has the most species of fishes on earth. And that means a whole lot. People come, the biology, the marine life is also being investigated there. While our River Nile is the longest in the world. It's also good to know that Africa and Europe are separated by only 9 miles at the Strait of Gibraltar, separating Spain from Morocco. And that is where, when you see our young ones going into other continents to survive, they take all these routes that are closer to other lives out there. We enjoy sports in Africa, and our most popular sport are soccer and cricket. At the same time, Africa boasts to have the most world's fastest runners from Kenya. And they are from what we call the Kulenji tribe. So of all this, what we are experiencing is the fact that we have all this and yet we are being put down. Africa has 54 independent countries. 3 dependents and 1 disputed territory. St. Helena is a British dependency and the least populated territory in Africa. We have the Western Sahara being the disputed one. I want us to appreciate that the United Nations divided Africa into 5 subregions for statistical purposes, they say. We appreciate that, but we may not appreciate the outcome of the division. So these divisions are North Africa, Eastern Africa, Western Africa, Middle Africa, and Southern Africa. And again, we have Black and white color pigmentations in Africa. Good to know. These borders that are created in Africa by the United Nations are largely drawn up by former European colonial powers and for the most part, do not reflect our ethnic, linguistic, or religious divisions within the continent. And there lies most of Africa's challenges that transcend generation to date. But one thing works for Africa that is huge. Africa has the youngest population in the world, with over 400 million young ones aged 15 to 35 years in diaspora alone. Demographically, Africa's population under 35 years of age in Africa represent almost 1 billion people. And it's been written and researched everywhere. And the result is that potentially by 2030, young Africans are expected to constitute over 42% of global youth. And that, my friend, is why the world is coming to Africa to tap our resources, whether it's religious, whether it's economical, whether it's workforce. Africa has that. And the world is coming together to tap into that. But do we Africans see what we have? There are so many more facts that I cannot express here. This is an assignment for you guys to go out there and see more. This is why we have to be very, very proud of Africa. Folks, these facts and more are why we need to have serious discussions about Africa and our state of the union, or lack thereof. Okay? A lot is at stake. Now that we have a glimpse into who we are, what and why we strive, we got to make sure we open our minds to help Africa become the best it can be. We have everything within Africa to make Africa survive. We can bring back the brain drains. We can really cultivate and bring skills and knowledge and elevate the literacy to be able to do that. So hopefully with that, you can begin to appreciate who we are. And as we delve into the next episodes, to know why we should fight for all these aspects. Next episode, we will look into the aspect of who we are as Africans. Who is an African? Do you have an identity? Now that we know that our children, most of the young ones, have identity crisis, who are they? Most of them are hyphenated. Nigerian-American, Ghanaian-American, British this and Canadian that. Who is an African? Who will fight for Africa? We got to clarify that in order for us to move forward. So please, please subscribe to this podcast and learn more as we do. And let me know what topics you would like us to look into. Again, I want us to start looking into Africa, what we have, what we don't have, and let people who are not Africans know who we are. When they make assumptions, they are assumptions. It's out of ignorance. So we must make sure we tell them. If they ask or they don't ask, if they make comments on about Africa, we got to correct those. Okay? So I thank you for listening and hope this was some kind of knowledge bound for you. I promise you, these episodes will be 15 minutes or less. This might be one of the longest ones, but it is good because when I write this out, some of you say it's too long to read, but I'm making it digital so you can listen to them while you're driving, while you're cooking, while you're doing dishes or washing clothes or even meditating. You can listen to them and hopefully pass it forward. Prescribe and tell others to come listen and to come join us. We're going to have sessions where we invite colleagues and experts to talk on topics and answer some questions of how we move forward. Again, thank you. And for those who celebrated Easter, happy Easter in arrears. For those who did Passover or Ramadan, I thank you for listening. Have a good evening. Maslena, Aparajee.